It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us tonight. We've got Under Oath frontman Spencer Chamberlain. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited about this brand new Under Oath album, Erase Me. It's out now, and it's been 8 years since the last Under Oath album. How did the course of your life over those years affect the music on the new album?
I mean, I think a lot. I mean, I think it's hard to not grow or change over the span of years, let alone 8. You know what I mean? Like, you would hope someone would make some progress in their life over a span of 8 years. And I can honestly say everyone in the band has definitely come a long way as people and as musicians and writers. And, you know, we really apply all those things to the music, you know, like everything you learn, like, especially as a lyric writer, like all the stuff that I experience and go through, I'm applying that to songs. So, I've just learned a lot playing music my whole life. And every year I try to outdo myself. So 8 years is a long time.
Spencer Chamberlain of Under Oath with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Under Oath album is called Erase Me. It's out now. And here's a tune from it called On My Teeth. Full Metal Jackie, Spencer Chamberlain of Under Oath is with us on the show tonight talking about the new Under Oath album, Erase Me. And it seems to be a product of maturity through a difficult period of growth. What's the hardest thing about letting personal things about yourself reflect in the music?
I mean, I think that's just something as a writer, you know, if that's your role is to be a singer, like you should be as honest as possible. And I think if you're not, like, you know, what are you really doing? What's the point? You know, in my opinion, I think that kind of comes with the job, I guess, is expressing things that might be hard to talk about. And for me, most of the songs I write are things that I might not be able to really necessarily talk to with my friends, but I'm very lucky. It's like a therapeutic, you know, thing for me. I get to have that release. I get to have the power of song and singing about it and creating in the studio and then playing it live every night. It's like, I'm lucky. Like, I feel like everyone has their demons and their struggles and things that they don't want to talk about. And I have I've been blessed enough to be in a band that has an audience. So if I'm not being honest and sharing my story, then I don't deserve to be up there. So that's kind of how I feel about it. So yeah, it's like stuff that I don't want my dad or my mom to read, but it's stuff that I need to say and people need to hear, and I think people can benefit from. And that's just part of my job. It's kind of like the burden, I guess, quote unquote, that you bear being a singer in a band.
Spencer Chamberlain of Under Oath is with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. And we're talking about the new Under Oath album, Erase Me. It's out now. Got to take a quick break, but still to come, we're going to be checking out music from Light the Torch, Parkway Drive, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Spencer Chamberlain of Under Oath is my guest on the show tonight. And Spencer, Under Oath always presented itself as a Christian band. Musically and personally, how has disassociating yourself from that label changed you?
Well, I think that kind of was part of the reason why the band broke up, which if people aren't familiar with that story, that we broke up in January of 2013 and didn't get back together till 2016. So there was some years that we were completely away from each other and not talking or playing music. You know, like in 2009 or 10, we decided we didn't want to be a Christian band anymore. People were growing up and growing different ways and you know, experiencing life different, and I think that's part of being a human, is not telling someone else what to believe in or not telling someone else that they have to be like you. And I think that was a really hard thing for us as 6 individuals to understand as we were kids, because we started this thing as kids, you know, and like it just became really difficult. You know, you're juggling 6 different personalities and now you're going to put some rules on the top of it. It doesn't really make any sense. And to me, it was never the driving force of the band. I never wrote about it. You know, I was writing about my life and my struggles. So at a certain point, we did all believe the same things, and that just started to change. And I just feel like that's okay. So really disassociating ourselves with that made it possible for the band to reunite and play together, because Yeah, it's just not fair to expect everyone to believe the same things you do. And I don't think that that's fair for the listener either. I think we're not a worship band. We're not singing about it. Why put a religion in front of it or on top of it? You just made a universal language not universal anymore. I think when you say metal or when you say hardcore or when you say punk rock, you're already like telling the listener something before you're doing it. And I just think bands should just be bands. And yes, there's always going to be genres, but let's not attach straight edge or Satanist or Christian or whatever to it. I think that just kind of cheapens the whole value of what music is and what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be for everyone. If you like it, you like it. It shouldn't be for a certain group of people.
We've got Spencer Chamberlain of Under Oath with us, and we're talking about the new Under Oath record, Erase Me. It's out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Anthrax, At the Gates, and more with Spencer. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Under Oath frontman Spencer Chamberlain with us on the show tonight. Erase Me, their new album, is out now. Aaron Gillespie was part of the band reforming 3 years ago, and Erase Me began with the two of you writing together. What makes you such compatible collaborators?
I don't know, man. I think we're both, we've been best friends since we were like 17 years old, you know, like even when we parted ways with him in the band, it was like a year where I didn't talk to him, and then we were best friends again, you know, like he's like a brother to me. And I think we just have this chemistry, man. Like, even though I don't play guitar live, like I'll pick, you know, with the writing process, I do a lot, you know, and I'll pick up a guitar and we'll get behind a drum set. We don't even have to talk. And we write, you know, melodies and lyrics together all the time. And we've always been, we just have this natural click thing. And I just think that's just from growing up together and understanding each other. And yeah, I don't know. It's just like riding with your best friend. It's like riding a bike. I don't know. When we get back together, like me and him riding, it was just so natural. And it's nothing that has to be forced there.
Spencer Chamberlain of Under Oath with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We've also got new music from At the Gates coming up. They have a new record coming out later on this month. We'll have more with Spencer. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Spencer Chamberlain of Under Oath on the show tonight. You seem to be in a different place now, spiritually and emotionally. How does performing older songs from different times in your life make you feel?
Honestly, you know, when you're playing older songs, we've been playing those on every tour. So when people say, oh man, how does it feel to play a song from a record from 2004? It doesn't really seem like that to us because we've been playing some of those songs on every tour since we wrote them. You know, that's how you do it with every record. So it's more of like a thing. I see people in the crowd and it's more of a moment like that. Like you're not really thinking about it. It's like it's like muscle memory. You know, those older songs, you're not really diving into emotionally as much as you would a new song when you're performing because you just wrote it and you're really connected to that point in your life. When the older ones, you're just like kind of muscle memory and you're just kind of seeing it happen, and obviously they're crowd favorites, you know, and it's never like, oh, it's weird to go back and sing about these things. To me, it's always like, yeah, man, I own everything I said because I've always written honest lyrics, so that's just kind of normal for me, you know?
Full Metal Jackie, Spencer Chamberlain of Under Oath is with us. Pick up the new album, Erase Me, and Spencer, talk about your upcoming tour plans.
Yeah, we've got a full probably 2 years of touring coming up here. There's a lot of festivals in there, but a lot of headlining shows as well. And we're taking on a band called Dance Gavin Dance, it'll be a wild time. We'll be playing songs off of every record we've ever had, so it should be a blast for everyone. No matter which style of Under Oath is your favorite, you will hear it live.
Awesome. Well, good luck on this new record and the upcoming touring you've got. And thanks so much, Spencer.
Absolutely. Thank you.